Chapter 10.
What?
Godric looked around him. He was indeed sat on grass. A lush grass, so uniform and perfect it was unlike any he had ever seen. Looking up, the sky was a perfect light blue. No clouds. No anything. In fact, looking towards the horizon, all he could see was grass and sky, stretching off into eternity. Suddenly, as if sensing his movement, a something appeared in front of him. Godric almost fainted again in shock. A creature. How should he describe it? Broken? A boiling pot? A monster? The thing before him flickered and stuttered, its appearance altering every few moments. Hovering off the floor, the slightly glowing creature was difficult to describe. Two wings held the creature in the air, with another two covering its body. This, at least, stayed consistent. The face, however, jittered and flickered, swapping between the face of a human female, a Leodin, a Minotaur, and what Godric could only describe as an eagle. The creature looked at Godric with an expressionless face. The two stared at each other before the stuttering thing broke the silence with a voice totally unmatched to its bizarre look.
"Welcome, Your Majesty. What do you require?"
Godric looked around behind him to see who this creature was talking to. There was no one there, no king that he could see.
"Welcome, Your Majesty. What do you require? Would you like to hear the options?
Where am I?"
His voice sounded weird after his voice box had been turned to ash only moments ago.
Options, yes.
"Do you require 1, help, 2, 3, upgrade, 4, return.
Okay, I'm not sure which this comes under. Probably help. Where am I?"
"You are in the sanctuary."
What?
"The sanctuary. Your location of rest and peace. Come here whenever you need it, Your Majesty. I'm sure we shall have much fun together. Are you looking forward to your new reign?"
"If this is a place of rest, why is there no chairs?"
"In the sanctuary, all you have is what you bring with you. You can bring anything you like to the sanctuary, and here it shall be safe."
"Okay. Who, what are you?"
"I am the guardian of the sanctuary."
Confused more and more by this bizarre creature in front of him and his even odder surroundings, Godric decided to check what he still had on him. He'd been disintegrated just a moment ago. Was he still wearing clothes? Upon checking, he was still fully clothed, and looking in his bags and various pockets, it seemed he still had everything on him that he had at the moment of his untimely disintegration. Confirming he did indeed have his various belongings still on him, Godric quick-fired several questions at this guardian, as it called itself.
"Where is this sanctuary? Why do you call me Your Majesty? How did you get here? How did I get here?"
"The sanctuary is here. I call you your Majesty because you are the rightful king of Arcomnia. I have always been here, the guardian of the sanctuary. You are here because you were anointed King of Arcomnia. Congratulations.
King of Arcomnia. Godric suddenly felt as if he had to sit down, head in his hands, denying this most recent revelation.
Where's the hidden scrying mirror? Who's playing this prank on me? Tolo, if this is you, I'm going to have you carry my entire library from now on. Okay. Who are you again? Can you try and give a more complete answer?
I am the guardian of the sanctuary. Any wish you have or need you desire, I can fulfill it, as long as it remains within the bounds of the sanctuary.
Can you stop changing your face? It's making my head hurt. I've had a difficult enough day as it is already.
I'm so sorry. My default is to take on an image similar to His Majesty. If you are seeing multiple images, please consult the ritual conductor at your coronation. Something may have gone wrong.
You're not very good at this. I've had a very difficult day, and you're talking in riddles. Please, just use plain speech. Tell me what's going on. I found myself here. Last thing I knew, I was disintegrated by a giant monster, and then I found myself sitting on the grass here, looking at you. Can I go home?
Of course you can go home. Please choose the return option.
And where will that take me?
Back to your body, of course.
Which is where?
Where you left it.
Interesting. Last I remember, I was turned to dust.
Do not fear. The sanctuary maintains the body of the monarchy. Should you be injured, mortally wounded, or maimed in battle, the sanctuary shall restore you.
Who was the last monarch?
Asandrides was the 49th sovereign.
The continent of Arcomnia, throughout history, had been ruled by the sovereignty, a several millennia long tradition, spanning back to the first sovereign. The first sovereign passed on the knowledge and skills he had learned to his successor, who became the second sovereign, and so the tradition was started. A sovereign would rule over their various subjects, learn as much as they could about magic and the techniques of wielding the powers that came with it, and when they reached a certain age would pass on their skills and their knowledge and the throne to the next sovereign. The rising of the Ascendancy Revolution could have broken that chain, but the surrender of the 48th sovereign to the Ascendancy leader maintained the tradition and simply transferred the throne from one sovereign to the next. Though in name, Asandrides was not a sovereign ruler, he was, through the tradition, still the 49th sovereign sitting on the sovereignty throne. All of this went through Godric's mind, and he lay back on the grass, trying to process what this guardian was telling him and the implications of it all. He was good at this. Lying on the grass, he could do. Thankfully, in this endless stretch of grass and sky, there was no one but this guardian to ask anything of him, and it seemed perfectly happy to stand there in silence, waiting with a creepy smile on its face for whatever Godric might say next. He closed his eyes, trying to regain some sense of mental sanity. Perhaps the strain and stress of it all, being drafted into the Legion, marching through the endless forests of the Wildlands, and eventually turning up at what Godric now knew was the Coronation Temple for the Sovereignty. The Ascendancy leader had submitted himself to Fulcrum, their enemy, and surrendered the entire throne to that monstrosity. If Godric was having a nervous breakdown, he wouldn't be surprised. Eventually, he cracked one eye open again, hoping that maybe now it had all gone away and he was still inside the temple, watching the ritual take place. Also, he wanted to check if that creepy guardian, flickering and stuttering, was still there. Indeed, the endless grass and sky was still surrounding him, and the flickering, stuttering, bizarre guardian was still floating a foot off the ground, smiling at him inanely. Okay, so, from what he could work out, it seemed he had somehow been caught up in the ritual that was supposed to transfer the crown from Asadrides to Fulcrum. This thing, the Guardian, was calling him His Majesty. It thought that Godric was the new king. Fulcrum was supposed to be the new king. He was receiving the crown from Asadrides. The ritual must be some tradition, handing the throne and the crown from one sovereign to the next. The king had said as much. I, Asadrides, the 49th sovereign, do willingly give the throne to Fulcrum. That's what he said. Well, as the king, he now appeared stuck in this admittedly pleasant sanctuary until he could work up the nerve to do something about it. What had the guardian said? Something about return.
Okay, can you give me just a straight answer on this one? No riddles, okay? Can I return to this sanctuary if, say, I'm in danger or something?
It appeared he had said the wrong thing, as the inane smile on the guardian's face grew into a broad smirk.
You selected return. Have a pleasant trip. Goodbye.
Everything, again, dissolved into nothingness. Before he had a chance to berate himself for this obvious mistake, reality returned. As Godric materialized, he felt a sensation. Yes, the ground was definitely coming closer. Or was he getting closer to it? Looking down, he saw his feet had materialized halfway off an old broken step. This was going to be a pleasant bump back to reality. Refusing to remain face down in the grass, Godric sat up and took in where he now found himself. Debris and rubble were scattered everywhere, moss growing over most of it and much of it buried under dirt and grass. The style of the brickwork and its obvious round shape, along with the colouring of the tiles and its general design, led Godric to believe this must have been a mage tower of some kind. He had read about such things in many of the books. Mage towers were frequently on the coast, but he knew that many used to be near the city capital, put there by previous sovereigns. They had thought that bordering their capital city with numerous mage towers would ward the city against incursions by evil magicians and wizards. Godric could smell the scent of industry, coal burning, hot metal and animals. There was obviously civilization nearby, though he couldn't immediately see it. In fact, looking over the top of one of the larger rocks, Godric could see several plumes of smoke coming from brick chimneys in the distance. Godric surveyed his surroundings with prejudice. Were there to be any guardians or secret entities hidden around some rock or boulder, he would find them before they got the jump on him. Alas, no floating monstrosities revealed themselves, so Godric listened to see what he could hear. The sounds of birdsong and the distant rumbling of industry was all that he could decipher. Again, nothing out of the ordinary. It appeared he was back in the reality he knew. No endless fields of grass or featureless blue sky. Yes, indeed, looking up he could see there were clouds. White, fluffy clouds. No rain in the near future for him, then. The sun looked as if it had just come up. Some of the orange glow of the sunrise still remained, reflecting off some of the more shiny boulders around him. Where had he ended up? He'd expected to be put back with his fellow legionnaires, back in the temple with Asdrides and Fulcrum to see the end of the ritual and the coronation of the new king. But no, he was here, sitting by this ruin. He supposed he should probably try to find the Legion again. They'd be wondering where he was. Tolo likely thought he was dead. Godric wasn't entirely sure that he wasn't, but if he found Tolo and the rest of the Legion, he could explain to them what had happened to him, and their presence would be somewhat of a comfort. Having made a decision, Godric got up and made his way towards the rumblings of civilization and the plumes of smoke he could see in the distance. On second thought, trying to explain to someone else what had just happened to him would likely resolve in him ending up in some psychiatric ward, needles being stuck into him and various divinations trying to work out what demon had possessed his mind. Before setting off again, Godric checked his belongings once more. He'd been disintegrated twice in one day now and wanted to be thoroughly sure he had everything on him. Confirming that, yes indeed, all of his belongings were still inside his Astrax bag and his various pockets and bags on his person, Godric set off toward civilization. Stumbling, Godric thought he'd tripped over a small rock. There were many discarded around these ruins, but looking down, he noticed, in fact, what his foot had caught on was a ordinary leather-bound book with three symbols etched into its cover. That wasn't there before, and it looked awfully familiar. Bending down to pick it up, Godric confirmed his worst fear. This ordinary, leather-bound book was the Book of the Ritual, the book that was between Asdrides and Fulcrum. What was it doing here, with Godric? Ah, yes, the Guardian had explained all. He was the new king, the 50th sovereign. Well, of course, if he was the sovereign, he'd have the sovereign's book. What did the Guardian say? He could return at any time? Interesting. Holding the book in his hand, Godric considered going back, just to check that it still worked and that he was able to access this strange location again. After thinking about it for a second or two, he decided, before anything else, he needed a bath. And civilization was the best place to find a bath. Why didn't that stupid guardian thing drop me off at civilization already? Ruins, of course. It didn't take much walking before Godric knew exactly where he was. The city outstretched before him was the capital. There was none like it. He had never been there himself, but he'd read about it in countless books. He had even studied several maps in preparation for eventually coming here. He'd hoped to join one of the major universities, and the biggest and best were found in Giravos. The city was known for its history steeped in academia. The capital was the location of the throne and where the sovereign spent most of their time. The universities that had sprung up around the sovereign's palace were exceptional in each of their own disciplines. The Giravos Library was widely known to be the grandest library of all time, having an almost uncountable number of scrolls, spellbooks, and even memory crystals. Godric's fingers twitched at the idea of getting hold of some of the crumpled pages of those ancient spellbooks, learning from some of the great masters themselves using memory crystals, reading letters from past sovereigns and kings, the wisdom contained in their writing Godric hoped he could osmose into his very being. Being the oldest city in Arcomnia, the capital was also the most developed, attracting the greatest architects from around the land, grand spires and buildings with ancient vaults. The city spiraled up into the sky and dug deep into the ground. Rumour had it that fire was entirely banned for a square mile around the library. Several mages had grouped together one day to place a huge enchantment surrounding the library, preventing any type of fire, be it magical or mundane, within the vicinity of the library. Best of all, and Godric felt somewhat embarrassed admitting it even to himself, he was excited for the streetlights. Understand that, in the Godmain Manor, only candles were used to illuminate the building and the various rooms at night. In the capital, surrounding the library and indeed spreading out from it, actual magical streetlights illuminated the roads and paths themselves. The ward against fire had obviously presented some unexpected side effects. The local architects and mages had had to come up with alternative lighting solutions, and so the streetlights of Gyravos were created. Alongside innovations with lighting, they'd also had to create a complicated plumbing system to bring hot water to the library itself. Not able to heat the water themselves due to, again, the ward against fire, hot water had to be brought from outside the building inside using thick copper pipes. As far as Godric knew, it was the only building of its kind. As Godric walked through the farms that outlined the city, he started to see more people, some making their way into the city, some coming from it. As he reached one of the main gates into the city, he stood there and marvelled. It was exactly how he imagined it. Huge, towering stone gates with a portcullis winched right up into the top, ready to drop at a moment's notice of an invasion. He must have been standing in the middle of the road, for not long into his musings he was rudely disturbed.
"Oi there! Are you going to stand there all day, or are you going to get out of the road?"
Ah, yes, the general public. They didn't seem to care that he was still wearing his Legion uniform. No respect for the people who served their country nowadays. Typical. Looking back down at the ground around the gate, seeing the people enter and leave, Godric couldn't help but notice the large number of troops stationed there. Looking at their armour and the symbols emblazoned upon their chests, Godric could see the hands and knife of Legion Paragon. The Paragons were the goody two-shoes. There'd be no sleight of hand or persuasion here. To get to his bath, he would have to pass through this gate. Getting through the gate was now not such a simple process. Godric was still fully clad in his Legion armour, the kneeling man of Legion penitence emblazoned plainly on his chest. Plucking up his courage, Godric made his way toward the gates. He didn't make it far. Just as he was about to take his first step into the city, a hand reached out and pressed on his chest, stopping him.
"Where do you think you're going?"
A calm but authoritative voice spoke out. Godric turned and looked into the eyes of what must have been a Paragon grunt. Admittedly, a Paragon grunt will have been one of the most sophisticated soldiers in Legion Penitence. The lower echelons of the Paragons were still saints compared to many of Legion Penitence's finest warriors.
Inside the city.
"You are another member of Legion Penitence. You're wearing their armour. We've had several of their soldiers turn up throughout the day."
Strong cheekbones and a thick moustache, this man looked like he took himself far too seriously. Good-looking, if Godric knew anything about humans. He didn't much, but this specimen definitely looked like he should be a warrior. Not enough scars, in Godric's opinion, though. Perhaps he was too used to seeing his father, who had spent most of his early life in battle.
The others, where could I find them?
They've all been taken to Legion HQ for questioning. That remains our standing orders. If you'd follow me, please, we shall take you to join the rest of your Legion. No idea how you guys managed to get so thoroughly scattered. As expected of Legion penitents, I guess. follow me, please.